Okay, this is the first house that we were staying in. You will notice that it has a front and back porch. You have two entrances, two front entrances. One is to a bedroom on the left side and one is to a bedroom on the right side. There was a fireplace between the kitchen and one of the bedrooms, as I remember. I don't know whether I think I have it on the sketch of the right bedroom, but actually it was in the left-hand bedroom, I remember now. And from the right bedroom, you enter to the kitchen, and from the kitchen, you could go out to the back porch, and you could go through to the dining room. For the dining room, you had another entrance into the left bedroom. That's essentially it. As far as I remember, it was just a four-room house. Mm-hmm. And this was back 1951 when we moved from this house.
But that's the one that you had lived in up until the time you moved here?
Yeah.
Had lived in two houses. Okay.
Alright. Left off last time, I was about to ask you. You had a word for the way that sugar was sold before it's sold prepackaged nowadays. Mm-hmm. Do you have a word for the way it was sold right out of the barrel?
No, as far as I know, I suppose it was sold by the pound then, in a sack. They shoveled it up into a paper sack and you get as much as you want. Of course, you could buy maybe a dime's worth of sugar if you wanted, a nickel's worth of sugar, but it would be a certain portion of a pound.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you say the word B-U-L-K?
Bulk.
Would that do for describing?
Yes, I suppose so. It's in bulk.
Okay. What do you call a sweet spread that you might put over hot buttered toast, you know, blackberry or?
A preserve or a jam.
Mm-hmm. Another word for it would be?
Well, you have some marmalade, I suppose. That's
okay.
The same thing.
Another word that begins with J that would do that.
Jelly?
Yeah. And you have shakers on the table for
salt and pepper.
Okay. All right, say if I were pointing out some boys who had done something, maybe they broke out a window, I might say, well, now, it wasn't these boys right here, it was
those.
Okay. And if you're pointing out the tree, not immediately nearby, you might say, well, it's not here, it's
there.
Or if you're showing somebody how to do something, you might tell them, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. What would you say the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
Just kind of complete this sentence. You say if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life's hard on a man
who has little.
Okay. And a lot of fruit trees growing together, you would call that?
A grove, perhaps even an orchid. Orchard. I think that's what it is. Orchard.
Yeah. Okay. Did the same with this sentence as far as completing. If I'm looking at an orchard and I'm wondering who it belongs to, I might see a fellow and ask him, and he might say, "Well, no, I'm just a neighbor." Now, the man who lives next door, he's the man.
Who owns the orchard?
Okay. And complete this sentence too. When I was a boy, my father was poor. The next door was a boy
whose father was rich.
Alright. Here, ask you about some fruits and nuts. What kind of tree was it that George Washington was supposed to cut down?
A cherry tree.
Okay. What do you call the hard inside part of the cherry?
A pit.